Bay, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A baby who lived for just 100 minutes has become the UK's youngest ever organ donor. Teddy Horsten's parents found out early on in the pregnancy that he wouldn't survive and decided to donate his organs. Dr. Paul Murphy's a leading organ donation expert.
We're now learning that we can implant tiny kidneys into larger recipients, and as they grow and their function improves, the recipient will be slowly weaned off dialysis.
This is KMFM News.
A man who stabbed his estranged wife in a Kent graveyard has been jailed for 20 years. David Norris carried out the attack in the grounds of St Nicholas Church in Southfleet last October. The 51-year-old from Morgan Drive in Greenhithe has been found guilty of attempted murder. A Ramsgate man who sexually assaulted a teenage girl has been jailed for 4 years. Rowley Brooker from Clements Road admitted 2 charges and has been told he'll also have to spend an additional 3 years on licence. The 56-year-old was previously jailed for 10 years in 2003 for a series of sex attacks.
KMFM News.
A mass funeral has taken place in Malta for some of the migrants who drowned as they tried to cross the Mediterranean at the weekend. Later, EU leaders will meet in Brussels to look for ways to address the crisis. KMFM has been told a pilot project to try and increase breastfeeding rates in Swale could be rolled out across the whole of Kent. Nicola's got details for the update.
Well, the Best Beginnings project is all about encouraging new mums to breastfeed their baby and try and do it for at least 6 months. It's underway in Swale first because it currently has the lowest rates of breastfeeding in the county. As part of the programme, pregnant women are given a DVD explaining how to feed and, importantly, where to get support. Andrew Scott-Clark is Director of Public Health in Kent.
It takes the women right through from bump to breast. And that's a great thing to do because it actually educates, helps the young mum to recognise what it's all about, and we hope stimulates her to breastfeed for at least the 6 months that's recommended.
Camilla De Bruin from Minster says it's helped her to breastfeed her second child.
With my first daughter, I didn't have a very successful journey because I was not very well educated. With Florence, I've been able to carry on as she's got older because of the support and the information that I've been able to access this time round.
Kimberly Meaders also used the programme and thinks it could benefit women across the county.
To feel that you're not on your own and that you have got other mums around you that are going through similar, if not the same types of problems, it would just basically really help. I think it would just help the level of how many people breastfeed overall, really.
The project is also part of a bigger campaign launched earlier this year to encourage businesses in Kent to be more breastfeeding friendly.
Election 2015, the update.
With exactly 2 weeks until the general election, we're hearing from constituents in another part of Kent. We're touring the county to find out what voters are concerned about locally. These people live in Sittingbourne and Sheppey.
NHS, because I suffer with mental health illnesses and I find currently the system doesn't back me up on my problems.
For Sittingbourne, there's a lack of things for the kids. There's not enough facilities for them.
I have to attend the hospital a lot, and sometimes I have to wait for hours and hours.
You can watch our video guide to the constituency and find details of the candidates at kentdecides.co.uk. And celebrations to mark St George's Day are taking place in Gravesend and Dartford today. Thousands of people are expected to turn to see out to see parades featuring children from almost 30 local schools. Govinda Sanders from the Kent Equality Cohesion Council, who've helped organise it.
Just over 1,000 children will be taking part in this, but it won't just be the children of parade. We've got Morris dancers, we've got actors who dressed up as St George, we've got, you know, comedy acts. So there's going to be lots of activity taking place around St George's Day.
KMFM Sport
with Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in England are in a good position going into day 3 of the second test with the West Indies in Grenada. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, Captain Alistair Cook will be hoping to pick up where he left off. He finished unbeaten on 37 as England closed on 74 without loss, 225 runs behind the Windies' first innings total of 299. Cook's partner at the crease, Jonathan Trott, is 32 not out. Nicola Adams, Jade Jones and Ed McKeever will lead Team GB at the inaugural European Games in Azerbaijan in June. The three athletes, who all won gold at London 2012, are part of a 153-strong squad. And England manager Roy Hodgson says he isn't worried that striker Harry Kane will suffer burnout this summer. That's after FA chairman Greg Dyke said the Tottenham player's agent told him Kane wants to play for England's under-21s at the European Championship. The two-week tournament starts on the 17th of June, just over 3 weeks after the Premier League season finishes.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with Kent On 9.co.uk.